Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1494. We're learning today. Lele Nishmas Moshe Da'if, Ben Rabbanan Zizel. Lele Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Lerafu Shalema Tzvi Ben Le'im Miriam, and Lerafu Shalema Lishev Habas Yehudis Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Mimsei Chefsecha. We don't have that much more to go, but we're just trying to put a handle on it, get a quick understanding, and so on. We've been going through some various different cases. So I just want to continue in the Sefer Lamed Tes Melacha. It's basically going through how he brings down what is allowed and what isn't allowed. Again, just a chazrov, we mentioned you need two things. You need nikkur, right, for it to be usur, the action to be usur, not allowed. You would need nikkur. In other words, the action is recognizable, number one. And number two, you would need that the person has kavana for this thing. So just the last case, the Chazrov, real quickly review what we spoke about last time. He said similarly on page 101 in the Sefer Lamed Tes Melacha, similarly one is, if one is building a home, right, so then they could view, we mentioned last time that they could view the site of the construction while taking a leisurely walk on the street, right? There's no Isserin going on that block. It's just if it's on 42nd Street or 45th Street, my house, right, I'm allowed to walk down 45th Street, just to give an example, right? However, they may not walk on the site itself. You can't, when you get to the place, we spoke about that a person, you can't start going in, well, I'll go on the planks, I'll go on the inside, see what's going on, how it's got, that you can't do. That's already a different story because of the fact that it's nicker. So then just, we said, regular leisurely stroll and not in order is not ordinarily taken in this matter. People don't go for walks going on to construction sites, right? You could walk down the block. You could have five different houses being constructed on a block. You're allowed to walk down the block, but to start going into the construction site itself, that's already obviously part of the inspection, and that's pretty clear cut. That's the nicker part, the recognizable part that would make it also the same thing. Just again, just reviewing, getting the handle on it. Similarly, we said one may inspect the garden, one may inspect the garden like we saw the case in the Mishabru in a subtle manner by observing it from the street or while walking, just the time they're walking, right? Then we spoke about that, but not to go into the, we said not making sure not to go into the, garden and showing it away whereby their mom is right there and checking things out and so on. Okay. So now just continuing on. So that's what he says. However, one may not step through the garden to inspect the growing plants, right? Good, I'm walking again down the block, I'm walking down the yard, and this garden, that garden, and these are all my gardens. And so once I start going through, I go mamish right up to the plants, or I go in the aisles. A lot of times you have these aisles, and I start inspecting them. That's already a problem that you can't do. That's already showing, oh, it's my field, and I'm doing inspections and so on. And that's how he brings it down. A person may not go through the garden to inspect the growing plants or to bend down to examine them, right? You're in your yard, you're examining the plants and you're checking how it's growing. So that shows that the motives are self-evident and so on. Okay, that's what we discussed. So in other words, you have to draw the line. When doing these things, even though certain situations like we've been talking about are okay, you have to sort of like draw the line. Despite the halachic dispensations he brings down stated here, it is nevertheless incorrect to avail oneself of these halachic these halachic situations on Shabbos. It is highly preferable and praiseworthy to refrain from even benign forms of weekday preparation on Shabbos. In other words, the bottom line is, again, do we say you're not allowed to go down the block? No, but whatever, as much as possible, don't get yourself into these situations, if possible. During Shabbos, one should be imbued with feelings that all of their work and weekday affairs and responsibilities are done, right? And that's how we talk about this farm bring down. A person should look, Shabbos, Ke'ilu, like everything is finished. That's it. Everything, my work for the week, everything is done and finished. That should be imbued with these feelings. That's the bottom line. And weekday affairs and responsibilities are all done and settled. So the bottom line is what he's trying to say is over here is that even though there are certain ways to do certain things, which we've been talking about, but the bottom line is if somebody has kavana to do, to do it, to see and to go and to check or whatever, even though they're going to do it a roundabout way, whatever, certain ways, certain times is possible, it is okay. But a person should be careful that Shabbos is Shabbos and then, try to, avoid all these situations. And we're going to talk about Bezrus Hashem, even by hearing, by thinking we spoke about is mutter, but even then a person should be careful. Again, halacha l'maisa, we don't say that it's usur. But the right thing to do is to try and think about the right type of things on Shabbos. So it is a very important thing to keep in mind. And again, many times we find, I just want to mention while we're on the subject, many times you do find certain heterim in Shabbos, but that doesn't mean that they should all be used. Situations came up, person did it, they didn't realize, or for whatever reason they feel they have to do it. Okay, there's things that you could rely on. But, the spirit of Shabbos, if you want to call it, is not the right thing to do. So this is sort of like the situation, what we're talking about now, even though it might not be the actual sin whereby it's prohibited, and it's also to do als mimsay chefsecha, but that's the spirit of Shabbos. One should be careful and not to, to look at, to have a feeling in the heart, right, and to think about their workday, their weekday affairs, and everything is done. It's now the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, right, and that's it, and that's what Shabbos is all about, the Amunah. And the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of everything good. We do Hishtadlis during the week. We try, we go, we do whatever we have to do, right, in conjunction with whatever we're doing. But when it comes to Heilige Shabbos, we have to know that, as they say in English, we close up shop, it's over, it's a done deal, right, and that's it. And we try and think about also, we do the actions and try and think about the right things in conjunction with the Heilige Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslocha and Baruch Hu, Kol Tuv.